Just to piggyback off of some of the comments, something that was, I thought, really insightful and I used to participate in was the development of the open space and recreation master plan. I said that backwards, but, and it provides guidelines for us now that we didn't have before when accepting that we should consider when we accept. And I don't think it, except for cases where it's like a specific type of easement or something, we as a council could apply those same guidelines to current spaces and see if it's something we still want. I think that, because most of those were accepted without those guidelines. So applying those now wouldn't hurt, and that could be a future agenda or workshop type item.
That's a great point. I think we are constrained by the conservation easement that was set up. That was part of the deal of, you know, clustering houses and leaving open space. But it doesn't mean we have to own the land. We just own the conservation easement. That's what you're saying, right? And there's a process for the vestiture of public land. It doesn't just disappear out of the citizens' ownership of land somewhere else. There's a whole public process there.
But to that point, even the city owns it or the HOA owns it, there's a cost to it. So it just needs to make sure that it's a value. I know, to Garrett's point, we've had some, and then we have open space. It needs to be on adjacent so that at the next lot next to a subdivision, it can be a bigger open space or more benefit. I think we did pretty well over time. I think we've evolved. And one of them we have coming up, is it worth maintaining or preserving the open space or not? So I think this is probably appropriate to look at and see what we have, see if it meets our vision.
Yeah, I'll put a specific proposal forward, and I'm willing to put work into it. But whether it's a good investment for the citizens or not, I've never felt really good about us owning residential property, the citizens owning residential property. I think that's not the job of the city, that's the job of individual owners. And so, you know, the three pieces, the house next door, there was a good reason to buy that. But then we've talked about it, maybe it's time to sell that. The two on the end of 3200 South, depending on how far Millville's proposal goes to make that a full four-way intersection with the Council of Governments and get local option sales tax funding to do that. I mean, we bought that because we couldn't get traffic, northbound traffic stopped. And so the MUDOT said the only way that northbound traffic would stop at that 3200 and Highway 165 is if it's a four-way intersection. So we bought it anticipating somehow making it a four-way intersection. It may be that Millville will buy it from us and to turn it into a right-of-way for a road. Even if we say no, they may get fair market value from us. So I think the residential pieces are things for us to think about putting back into,
thankfully, I don't have to maintain those. Those are maintained by the residents.
Correct. Right. Okay. Anything else?
Maybe if I just might add something. Please. Else to think of is the potential the opportunities that a particular space might have other than just the city park. Maybe there's an economic development opportunity there. I mean, I look at 2600 South and the highway. I know it was on a previous Parks and Rec master plan. We didn't include it in this one. We didn't really see it as an appropriate place for a park, being right next to the highway there. Looking at other opportunities. I mean, we think a lot about parks, but maybe a park isn't the best use for that space. But maybe the city's still somehow involved in what does go there.
Yep. Garrett, is that get at what you were hoping
to? Yeah, okay. That gives me some stuff to chew on and try to figure out. So
Thank you.
Thanks, Rod. Well, the city of Nibley, the citizens of Nibley own one heck of a lot of public space. We don't have enough money to develop it all as quickly as we would like to. But there was, on previous council's foresight, to buy property before it went crazy. And by the way, it's ownership of that property that justifies the highest park impact fee in Cache Valley, $9,000 if you build a house in Cache Valley, to maintain the same level of service because of so much property that the citizens own. It's $9,000 to continue to buy and develop park space.
And with that $9,000, it is still tough to develop a park.
Yes, sir. It's never enough money. Okay. Let's move right along. If we need to stand up and stretch your legs, I encourage us to do that in real time at your desk. If you want to take a recess, you all let me know.
Let's do a quick recess.
Okay. Eric, I know you're on the edge of your seat just to get back in your car and drive.
I just wanted to be ready for my turn.
Well, you're ready. I would appreciate that. So we'll take a few minutes briefly.